I'm Rich Egger, and this is Emphasis. Today's guests are Janice Welsh and J.Q. Adams. They're helping organize the annual Dealing with Difference Institute at Western Illinois University. And for those unfamiliar with it, what is the Dealing with Difference Institute?
It's a conference that we've been having over 20 years now. The focus is cultural diversity, various aspects, perspectives on cultural diversity, interaction and communication across cultures.
Is this open to the public?
Absolutely. And anyone who's hearing this now, there's still time to register and to be part of the audience. We'd love to have you, regardless of whether you are affiliated with our school systems or just an interested citizen. You'll find something at this conference that you will learn and enjoy.
How does someone go about registering?
Actually, we have a website. If you go to WIU's webpage and just do /IACD, you will find a lot of the information that is necessary or can be helpful. There is a small registration fee for off-campus participants, $15 rather than $1,500 or $500 or $300, which is the cost of many conferences these days. And then we do encourage people to have their meals with us during the conference, and that's an extra $30.
All right. And where on campus does this take place?
It is in the Multicultural Center.
What's the goal of the Dealing with Difference Institute? What do you hope participants come away with?
Well, it's multifaceted for sure, and it really depends on what one does. If they are university people, we hope that they become what we call more culturally competent. If they work in the K-12 systems, we hope they become more culturally responsive. And what I mean by both of those terms is that they develop a greater appreciation for the complexity of culture and the realization that our society is becoming more cultural complex every day. And again, if you work in other facets of our society, from law enforcement to government to just business and industry, all those entities are having to deal with issues of culture. And when we talk about culture, it's culture big C, which includes lots of things, ranging from ethnicity, nationality, gender, ability issues, orientation issues, age issues. So we're really looking at culture broadly. But yet, at the same time, we recognize that cultural competence is going to be part of the new literacy for living in the 21st century.
Yeah, you mentioned the things becoming more culturally complex. I take it you feel that's a good thing?
It's an inevitable thing. As we continue to be a nation of nations, we are very, very different than most countries in the world. We literally have representation from probably every country on the planet. And I would dare anyone to draw a composite picture of what an American looks like. I don't know how you could do that now. Perhaps 100 years ago, you might be able to do that, and you could be fairly accurate saying they're blonde hair, blue eyes, and probably from Northern or Western Europe. That just simply doesn't apply anymore. Now, 85% of immigrants coming into this country are either from Latin America or from Asia. And that's a trend we've never seen before, and it's certainly adding to the richness of what makes America great, and that is its diversity.
And I also would add that because we're not only parts of communities, we're also individuals who have to deal with our own complexity in our personalities. We can easily recognize that. I think we can recognize that in other people if we take a little bit of time to think about it. So that between our own complexity and the complexity of the other individuals whom we encounter, we have a lot to learn and a lot to understand. And I think much of what we do in this Dealing with Difference Institute is to unpack some of that and to get a better hold of who we are, what we share, as well as differences among us.
Let's focus on this year's Dealing with Difference Institute. What can you tell us about the keynote speaker?
Well, we have really kind of a 1 and 1A. it's kind of a nice lineup in terms of our presenters this year. But without a doubt, we have one of the most senior and most respected scholars in multicultural education. That's Dr. James Banks. He's at the University of Washington at Seattle, and he truly is the dean of multicultural educators. In addition, he's past president of AERA, the American Educational Research Association. In fact, he'll be returning from speaking in Korea to come to our conference. And so he's not only a national figure, he's an international figure, and he's certainly one that people should want to come out and to hear, to see and hear.
He's going to be speaking on Wednesday, the second day of the Institute, at 8:30.
And as you mentioned, he's an expert in multicultural education. How would you define multicultural education? What is it?
Well, it's more than a theory. It's a practice, I probably would say, is the best way to describe it. And what it seeks to do is to kind of deconstruct a variety of narratives that exist in our nation and in our world. All too often, we are captured by the base narrative, and a term that we often use to refer to that is hegemony. And all nations have it, but there's always more to a nation than just a single voice. And in multicultural education, we're seeking to understand all the voices that have contributed to the greatness of our country. So we're not just interested in the founding fathers per se. We're also interested in the indigenous voices, the African voices, certainly women's voices, which were silenced at that time. So we're interested in bringing to voice those narratives that were missing from the pages of history, and now we want to explore those and understand those and see how they have contributed to this great country of ours.
And actually, Dr. Banks is going to go beyond the borders of the U.S. His presentation is titled Diversity in America, Challenges and Opportunities for Educating Citizens in Global Times. So he's interested in preparing our students, ourselves, for a much more complex world and situation, I think, because we are so interconnected across the oceans and whatnot.
Would you say multicultural education is a specific subject, or is it something that can be integrated into different subjects?
Certainly can be integrated across any subject matter, because culture is what we produce. And all we have done essentially is kind of divided up into those other subject areas, but it's still culture. So it doesn't matter what one specific field is. We're always dealing with culture.
Another of the featured speakers is Dr. Paul Gorski. When will he be speaking, and what will be the focus of his presentation?
Actually, Dr. Gorski is going to do a combination presentation and workshop. So he's going to begin his presentation at 10:15 a.m. on Wednesday, again, the second day of the Institute. And his talk is Creating an Equitable Learning and Working Environment, an Equity Literacy Approach. And after explaining what that means, he's going to have the people who are participating interact with him and see how that applies to their particular situations.
And that is Wednesday, May 15th.
That's correct.
Just so we get the dates out there. And participants will also hear from Dr. Ann Russo. Can you tell us a bit about her?
Dr. Russo is the chair of the Department of Women's and Gender Studies at DePaul University. She's very much a scholar in terms of feminism, and I would say that she would not stop at feminism. She would suggest that there are multiple feminisms, so it's with an S. And she's interested in women and anti-racist feminism. She's interested in crossing again beyond the U.S. She's interested in cultivating accountability, building community, and solidarity across power lines, which is the topic of her presentation. She's very interested in solidarity, coalitions, cooperation across various communities.
And when is she scheduled to talk?
She's going to open the conference on Tuesday, May 14th at 1 p.m.
And you're also bringing in Dr. Barbara Ransby. What will she be talking about?
Well, she's a biographer supreme.
Yes.
does incredible research. Her books are award-winning. And her most recent one explores one of the great figures in our history, Paul Robeson, but explores it through the contributions that are as equal to or perhaps even greater than Paul, and that was of his wife, who unfortunately is one of those kind of unknown heroines within the social movements here in this country, and she has done a remarkable job of detailing her life and the contributions that she made. So that's going to be a real treat for everyone.
That is the second presentation on Tuesday, May 14th, and she will be speaking at 2:45.
You seem to bring in some heavy hitters every year for the Dealing with Difference Institute. How do you manage that?
I think it's going to conferences ourselves and listening to people who are speaking at various national and international conferences, getting to know them, and having the assertiveness to go up and introduce ourselves after the programs, get their cards, and make some kind of connection. But in the case of Dr. Banks, JQ has a long history with him, I think.
Yes, known him for over 30 years. But we can't do any of this without the help of our administration here at Western Illinois University. The campus president as well as the provost are very much supporters of the work that we have done. And they continue to do that even in these tough financial times. So we have to thank them for the funding that allows us to bring this real quality program to the university and to the region.
And we have to thank our colleagues, too, who are reaching out and going to these conferences and meeting people and making connections, helping us make the connections.
All right. And before we wrap things up, just want to mention JQ will be retiring from Western Illinois University. You have a reception on May 8th. Is that correct?
That's correct. 25 years is enough. I'm ready to do something else.
Well, congratulations on that. And where will that reception take place?
I'm pretty sure it's in the Multicultural Center.
It is, appropriately so.
All right. Janice Welsh and J.Q. Adams are involved with the annual Dealing with Difference Institute at Western Illinois University coming up on May 14th and 15th. For Tri-States Public Radio News, I'm Rich Egger.